Of the 30 million pounds of halibut caught last year by commercial fishermen statewide, nearly a third was thrown back into the ocean dead. They were netted accidentally by boats targeting other fish. Now that may change. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council, which oversees the federal waters off Alaska, is considering major new limits on wasted halibut or bycatch at its meeting in Sitka this week. As KCAW's Rachel Waldholtz reports, the decision will have impacts from southeast to the Bering Sea.
Critics argue that too many fish are dying in the nets of big Bering Sea trawlers, and that means less halibut for everyone else.
Halibut's one of the two most important species, along with salmon, to the coastal communities of Alaska. The bycatch threatens all of that.
That's Linda Benkin. She's the head of ALFA, the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, which represents mostly small boat commercial fishermen. She calls the Bering Sea Alaska's nursery ground for halibut. Studies have found that young fish migrate from there into the Gulf of Alaska and southeast. And that means...
what happens in the Bering Sea doesn't stay in the Bering Sea. What happens in the Bering Sea happens to all of us.
And what happens in the Bering Sea is this. Trawlers targeting flatfish like yellowfin sole drag their nets through the same deep water habitat where halibut live, and invariably catch some. The law requires trawlers to discard that halibut, but most fish don't make it back into the water alive. Last year alone, trawlers scooped up and discarded about 5 million pounds of halibut in the Bering Sea. This has been the case as long as there's been trawling, but the issue has become more urgent in recent years as halibut abundance has dropped. In the last 10 years, the exploitable biomass, that is, the population of fish big enough to catch, has declined by half, and halibut fishermen have seen their catch limits drop with it. But the caps on bycatch have remained essentially the same. So ALFA has asked the council to reduce the trawl bycatch cap by 50%.
Yeah, a 50% bycatch reduction would be absolutely devastating to the Amendment 80 sector.
Chris Woodley is head of the Groundfish Forum, which represents most of what's called the Amendment 80 fleet. That fleet is made up of six companies, most based in Seattle, with about 18 catcher processors targeting flatfish in the Bering Sea.
Essentially, our boats would be tying up 5 to 6 months early. And it would also have significant downstream impacts to the maritime economies of remote communities in Alaska, primarily Unalaska, Adak, Kodiak, and Sandpoint.
Woodley says the fleet has already made voluntary efforts to reduce bycatch, and they're asking the council to let them adopt other measures, like deck sorting, which would allow them to return more halibut to the water alive.
There may be some things, more things that we can do, but all of that comes at a cost, and we're concerned that people don't appreciate, you know, that we've already been making, have already made significant improvements, and it's not so simple as just flipping a switch and everything gets better.
For Benkin, the big issue is what kind of fisheries Alaska wants. The commercial halibut fleet is made up of about 1,000 small boats, most of them family-owned.
I would say the way fisheries are changing, there's definitely, it's the way our country is changing. It's what farmers, small farmers have faced. It's the industrialization of the food system. To me, this decision the council's facing, it's really a landmark decision. They are deciding between a fishery that has a 100-year tradition being commercially exploited by small boats, community-based. This is a really important fishery to Alaska. And this fish being taken as bycatch, wasted in the industrial Seattle-based fleet.
But whether the council sees it that way is up in the air. The council is expected to vote on bycatch caps this weekend. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.